Rosa and the Veil of Gold, written by Kim Wilkins and read by Eloise Mignon. All the years I have lived in this world and in the other, I have been known by many names. Koshi the Deathless, the Siberian Wolf, the Mad Monk, Chiort, the Devil himself. But today, I am simply Papa Grigori, for that is what my little Tochka calls me. I see her now. She stands in a ring of young daisies, and the sun is on her dark hair, and her arms are stretched out like a swan's wings. Inside this old house of stone and wood, the glazed stove burns warm, and the dried nettles at the windows keep away the encroaching shadows. I watch my little girl, and everything dear and bright is already with me. Hush, and hear the silence of a contented man. Perhaps. Perhaps the silence will never break. This morning, I was holding Tochka while I brushed her hair. She complained and wriggled, and I became fascinated by the contrast of my hands, mottled blue with age, gold rings trapped forever below swollen joints, against the supple flesh of her white arms. I am old, and Tochka is young. Tochka is young, yet will not grow old. How is that so? I ask you this. How are many things so? How is it that Tochka, this speck of a girl whose real name is lost to the years, is mine, yet not mine? How is it that I was stabbed, poisoned, shot, drowned and buried, and yet I still live? And why does the Snow Witch want the Golden Bear? I rush ahead. You don't yet know of the Golden Bear. You don't yet know of Rosa Petrovna Kovalenka and the young man who loves her and the thrice nine lands they both must wander. I know many things that I will not tell, not yet. I am a storyteller, and any good storyteller knows not to give too much away too early. I will tell you some things now, some things later. Then, at the end, when all is revealed, you need not feel guilty or sad or responsible for terrible things. You did not know. Yes, I know. Let it be my burden. Tochka runs towards the house. Clutched in her hand is a bright flower, and she is calling my name. I must go to greet her. As for you now, look around you. You are in St. Petersburg, with its wide, overgrown squares and decayed splendor. In an old bathhouse, long imagined a place where magic is conjured, something rare and mysterious is about to be found.